A federal judge has struck down a local law targeting illegal immigrants in Hazleton, Pennsylvania. The decision has national implications. More than 100 cities across the country have passed or considered similar laws, and all were watching for today's decision. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
Hazleton Mayor Lou Barletta has become a rock star role model in some circles with his push against illegal immigration. He's claimed an influx of mainly Hispanic immigrants has boosted crime and strained the coffers of his working-class town on the edge of the Poconos. Hazleton's ordinance would have denied licenses to businesses who hired illegal immigrants and fined landlords who rented to them. The American Civil Liberties Union and other rights groups sued, contending only the federal government has the right to regulate immigration law. During a trial in March, they also argued there was no basis for the mayor's claim that illegal immigrants had raised crime rates. ACLU head Anthony Romero says today's ruling is vindication.
The victory in Hazleton sends a very clear message to the anti-immigrant movement that these efforts are wrong-headed, bad public policies, and unconstitutional.
The decision is the latest in a string of blows. A similar ordinance in Valley Park, Missouri, was deemed in violation of state law. Escondido, California, withdrew its law after a judge made clear it likely would not stand up to judicial scrutiny. Several other cases are winding their way slowly through courts. But Omar Jadwat, also of the ACLU, says they should see Judge James Munley's decision as a signal to stand down.
He made a very clear finding that due process rights apply to everyone that's here, whether or not they have violated an immigration law. And that's a basic fact that I think a lot of folks who are putting these ordinances find it convenient to forget.
In his conclusion, Judge Munley wrote, "The genius of the Constitution is that it provides rights even to those who evoke the least sympathy from the general public." Munley also said that because of public antipathy expressed towards some illegal immigrants taking part in the case, those plaintiffs could remain anonymous.
This decision is a paradigm of judicial activism.
Chris Kobach helped argue the case on behalf of Hazleton. He says the judge wrongly interprets what Congress meant by various statutes and is too quick to presume the ordinance is preempted by federal law.
Without question, the city will be appealing this. Because the judge goes out on a limb in so many respects and really goes to extraordinary lengths to find problems with the Hazleton statute, we're quite confident in appealing this.
Mayor Lou Barletta says he'll persevere. His stance has made him popular among many in town, despite the expense of the legal case. Barletta says he'll use a website he set up to ask for more donations to fund an appeal of today's ruling.
It doesn't diminish the fact that the federal government has failed to protect us, and as an elected official, we have an obligation to defend the people in our communities.
A number of immigrants were so rattled by the ordinance's passage last year that they have left Hazleton, even though the law never went into effect. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News.